This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show right now. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We're into the shakedown for California. Well, I'm sorry, the lockdown of California. 40 million people all being told to stay home. Medical martial law by Gavin Newsom. And the numbers just don't add up. But, you know, that's okay. Forget about the numbers. We're in fantasy land by Gavin Newsom. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we've just got tons of things going on about what is going on with the state of California and so many other things with this coronavirus. We're going to be talking to Scott Adams. The Scott Adams Show here today is two-timing on his show, actually, by coming on our show. We're going to talk definitely about the coronavirus and so many other things, and about the president, what's going on with the president, because the president actually is doing a fantastic job with all this. And then we're definitely going to dive into this homeless business with Gavin Newsom. Now, I say homeless because, you know, he's saying that there's going to be 25 million Californians infected by the coronavirus, and this is dire, but the numbers really aren't adding up to that. So just a few other things to go on. We'll be talking about New California and the progress being made to become the 51st state. But first, Scott Adams, Scott Adams Show. Scott, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. You've been doing a fantastic job on the other side. The show just before us, Scott comes on 1 hour before Agenda 21 Radio, 8 o'clock East Coast time, and of course 5 o'clock Pacific time. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're in a fine situation now in the nation now, aren't we?
We are in a pickle, as they call it. This is, this is interesting. The World Health Organization came out with numbers that were almost three times the amount in terms of death rate. They're starting to see a number that the death rate of this virus is below 1%. And the World Health Organization that carried the water for China and the Chinese propaganda,
right?
Chanel Riom pointed out so great, so elegantly yesterday in the press conference from One America News. But you know, that situation is that they were drumming this up because they're run by an Ethiopian Marxist,
right?
That has been riddled with scandal, sex trafficking, prostitution, taking public funds, and basically doing a lot with that, you know, in terms of flying first class, high-end hotels. The WHO is riddled with corruption, just like the UN is.
Right.
All these globalist elites, you know, WHO is based out of Geneva, Switzerland. Well, they said that the death rate was going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 6%. And it's turning out to be below 1%.
Yep. So
this dramatic impact on the world economy and all these other things that were going on seem to be disingenuous and perhaps even targeted toward taking down Donald Trump on a global scale. Because all of the globalists see Trump as the thorniest of thorns and a threat to their, you know, existence.
Right. You know, the we carried that story. I think it came from Gateway. Yeah, it's Gateway Pundit story. This is back probably beginning of the month. And when he came out with all this stuff and we put the story up, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, it said the controversial Ethiopian politician and director general of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, I think is how it's pronounced, claimed in a press conference in early March that the fatality rate for the coronavirus was many multiples that of the fatality rate of the common flu. And, of course, that's just, it says in the article, that this egregiously false premise has led to the greatest panic in the world history. And I would certainly agree with that because, you know, we debunked it immediately because we had already gotten the CDC information about the flu in the United States from October 1st to the 12th of March, and we had lost 22,000 Americans had died just of the flu in the United States. That number that he's talking about just does not hunt at all as a dog.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people in our country our main street, there's a couple of different things I want to say, but our mainstream media is just using, you know, Chinese propaganda to attack our president. That's why it was so great what Chanel Rion said yesterday.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Dan Flores.
With respect to, you know, saying it's not racist to say Chinese food, is it? Like when we go out, hey, do you want Chinese food? Is that racist? Well, the Chinese virus is no different. And then the question begins, you know, should we be suing the heck out of China? Because, you know, every time China sneezes, the world catches a cold, right? It's getting to be pretty old, you know, when you think about all the different things that we've had to deal with. In 2019, it was COVID-19, right? Which is what COVID stands for, coronavirus 2019 is what that is. It's not 18 strains. Some people have been putting out misinformation on that. 2002, 2003, there was SARS, okay, and they started that. Then there in 1968, 69, there was the Hong Kong flu from a bird. In 1957, 58, there was the Asian flu from a wild duck. And what happens is they're feeding their people all kinds of weird stuff that humans shouldn't be ingesting, right? And it says here, you know, Paul Sperry writes this. He says, Chinese virus. Ethnicity did not cause the pandemic, but culture did. Jinbu mysticism, to be exact. Jinbu, the ancient Chinese belief that wild animals can have curative powers if ingested by humans, drove the sale of exotic animals at Wuhan wet markets ground zero for a pandemic. And what recourse do we have? At what point do we, you know, decide that, you know, China is influenced unduly with their investments in the WHO, who's carrying their water. When do we get to sue WHO for this misinformation? And when do we get to sue China for every time they sneeze, we have a pandemic in the world?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that you have the same thing going on right now in California, where Gavin Newsom has essentially declared medical martial law in California. We expect the roadblocks and all this other stuff, just like you do in a third world country, coming pretty soon, where they're going to be, you know, keeping people from getting on the freeway, getting off the freeway at certain places, you know, and all this stuff, inspections, papers, please, at those points. We expect that to be happening in California pretty soon. But the most outrageous number that he could come up with, the 25 million people are going to be infected by this virus in the gloom and doom, is number one, it's a spectacular number. But, you know, just on the surface of it, and I'm going to be talking to an epidemiologist later, not in the show, but later today, who completely debunks all these numbers and was one of the first ones to debunk the World Health Organization numbers, and has been totally true. But, you know, now you have California following the lead of the World Health Organization and putting everybody in lockdown on this state, literally lockdown. It's just the most outrageous thing that you can imagine. We're coming up to a break right now. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. He's bringing up some incredible points. Certainly the conference, the press conference with Chanel Rion was a big bender. We're going to probably put that up here in a little bit. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about the COVID virus. You know, the numbers, like you were talking about, Scott, this clown, I'm going to call him a clown, from the World Health Organization, who really kind of started this whole panic. I'm just going to run through the numbers as I know them, and I've been talking to a number of people. I've had great conversations with many medical people over the last week, because it is the end of the week, and also here in California and in Washington and other places. I have a couple of particular virologists who are just absolutely livid with all the numbers that are coming out with, because they're bogus, starting with the World Health Organization, and now... And I have to be honest, I have not gotten the word from them today about the numbers that are coming from Gavin Newsom, but clearly these are bogus numbers. And again, we want to talk about something with California. California has 200,000 already homeless people in vulnerable positions to be infected by just about everything. That's just, you know, that's just a little sideline going on. But your thoughts about that number that Gavin Newsom has put out, it kind of seems aligned pretty much with the World Health Organization, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they come from the same pedigree as well politically. And this is all about scaring the markets. This is all about fear mongering. It's exactly the same playbook that they use with climate change. You know, the world's going to come to an end in 10 years. The Democrats are always proven wrong, but they always get a voice at the table. I have no idea why someone wants to even stick a microphone in front of their face, because the only thing that you're going to hear is a lie. And I don't know why we keep listening. I don't know why they get a platform. I don't know why they even have a voice anymore. They were wrong about Trump getting elected. He got elected, right? They were wrong about so many things. The mainstream media carries this water as well. And they know that's the only reason why, is because the mainstream media, the Gavin Newsoms of the world, and the WHO and UN are all in the same globalist thing, you know? And they all subscribe to the TPP and the Paris Accord and all these different things that put America second, not America first. And, you know, the mainstream media, they're running out of options now, because this is not going well for them. They were trying to actually crucify Trump, you know, and again, the timing of this falls right after the Ukraine, the impeachment.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden now in an election year, we were talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Where's Hunter now? And Hunter was going for his court case with the love baby, whatever. And, you know, love mama or whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Wait, the point is that we're not talking about that anymore. And not to mention the fact that I think that that whole Democrat thing is rigged. You know, the Democrat primary it from Bernie. And
they stole it early this time.
Underneath our noses, and we're getting lost in the shuffle of Corona.
Right.
And I believe this, though. I believe that Trump has played this beautifully, because what happened was Trump lost his center-right media. And once he lost that, he realized that this snowball was going to be a steamroller that's going to just go right over him, right? So he realized, just like I said this on the show yesterday, a great poker player doesn't always get the great hand, but he knows how to play every hand, right?
Right.
He or she.
Right.
And so Trump understood this was not a winnable thing, just like the government shutdown showdowns. Trump let one happen, and the Democrats got blamed for it. He didn't let another one happen because he knew he would probably lose that one. And the same thing is true here. He is playing this hand very well. And now you got the Yang Gang that's actually supporting this. Basically what Trump is doing is the Yang Gang, right? So he's got the Yang Gang supporters, and with the stimulus, right? And Trump had been wanting to give a tax cut to the middle class, and the Democrats have been blocking it. They don't want Trump to give a tax cut, and they don't want it because he'll win voters that way, right? So they were blocking it. Well, guess what? Now he's got a stimulus package that the Democrats are opposed to their own idea, right? Now, because Trump is supporting it, they're against it. Trump is basically doing a tax cut in the form disguised as a stimulus. And that's what that's about. So he's getting the money into the hands of the working Americans quicker this way through this spending stimulus. That's one. Two, the media has been trying to then say, well, if we can't beat him on this angle, right? We can't beat him on policy and his leadership. We're going to try to say he's racist, okay? And then the whole Chinese food thing came up.
Right.
Talk about that. And they couldn't beat him on that, right, because it seemed ridiculous. And then they were trying to say that he didn't act fast enough, that his response wasn't fast enough. Well, I got some dates here. June 11, 2009, okay, was when the World Health Organization declared H1N1 swine flu a pandemic. It took 4.5 months later, October 24th, 2009, for Obama to declare a national emergency over that.
Shocking.
Now, March 11th, 2020 was when WHO declared coronavirus a pandemic, March 11th. March 13th, 2 days later, Trump declares national emergency over the virus. So you tell me whose response was quicker and better and more effective. You know, and then there's this little thing called chloroquine that nobody wanted to talk about because that would diminish the threat of this thing completely. And then we wouldn't even have a Trump tanked economy. This economy is going to bounce back, and people are going to look back at this as soon as Memorial Day as a distant memory. I think that we got 10 more days in our quarantine of 15 days. And I think it's going to be a couple of weeks after that, you're going to start to get back to normal life. And mid-April to the end of April, I think we're all going to be back to a normal life. And come Memorial Day, we're going to look back at this as a distant memory and another media hoax.
Well, you know, the media hoax now is being perpetrated on Californians. And, of course, this is an extension of everything coming out of the World Health Organization. You can see that basically Gavin has got to extend this now because his good buddies George Soros have now started to step up and help fund California. That's a little unknown fact out there, but that's actually true. You may have been following what we've been talking about in California about Gavin Newsom actually trying to work with the Bank of China for something in the tune of a $1 trillion bailout. Did not happen. In fact, they didn't get the loan that they were looking for. They've now turned to George Soros. George Soros seems to be in the mix here, obviously, trying to get everybody, you know, in the loop that, oh, we got 25 million people that are going to be infected. That is such a bogus number. And everybody knows it, really, I think, in the scientific world. We're going to get more feedback, like I said, here on Agenda 21 Radio. But when you have a population of already 200,000 people that could be vulnerable to disease, your numbers are going to go up. There's no question about it. But you said that there's a cure out there. And, of course, this has been something a lot of people don't understand. This virus, according to our sources, was actually manufactured in Southern California back in the 1980s. And the cure for this has been known since then. So I think really what has happened is the Trump administration has probably found the people that have manufactured this originally because it was part of a CIA operation, by the way. And I think they got the cure. I think it's out there. And I think you're going to see a real quick resolution to this whole thing probably in the next, well, maybe before Memorial Day. I would certainly agree with that.
I mean, you know, because they're doing about 5-6 days of backlog testing, they're going to see a number of cases increase. But that's going to be a curve that's abnormal because you're fitting 5 days into one 24-hour period, and you're declaring it a 24-hour period. So it's going to be a spike, but then it's going to be a big drop-off. Come next week, the numbers are going to be way down. People are going to realize that this is not a big deal anymore.
Right.
And it's going to take about 10 days for us to really see the numbers and figure out that we are way, way ahead of the curve on this. And, you know, in one sense, I don't think it's a bad idea to have the over-precaution that we took. There's been a lot of impact on a lot of different studies. People have been testing air samples because people around the world have been staying inside. And it's incredible just what the air samples have done in terms of, you know, quality of air has gone down when people have stopped, you know, what their normal lives.
Right.
So it's actually had kind of an interesting impact on a lot of different things. I think we're going to probably learn to work from home better. We're going to have more virtual office space. We're going to have a lot more virtual this and that. You know, and to some extent, you know, it's probably not a bad thing. You know, virtual colleges, virtual telemedical, right? Where, you know, a lot of that stuff are good advancements. And so it's an opportunity to do a trial run or a test run, you know, on these things.
I agree. I think that there's going to be a lot more of that telecommunications going on. It's going to be enhanced dramatically. But I want to get back to the fact that the bald-faced lies by these people. At some point or another, at some point in time, people are going to be held accountable for this fraud. And certainly Gavin Newsom will be held accountable for the fraud he's perpetrating right now. He's no different than the guy from the World Health Organization at this point in time. And when Californians really start to figure it out, and like you said, you know, like you said, that there's going to be a drop-off because people are going to start getting the medication that's actually necessary for this. The real medicine is going to come out. They're going to be a little bit angry, to say the least, about these kind of things. And I think that this could be the doom of Gavin Newsom and his political cronies. I think that the federal government will have to step in at some point in time in the near future to put a stop to these clowns. And I mean, in all sincerity, this is the most dangerous time for anybody in California because you basically have a tyrant and a dictator in the office, and he's spewing lies that are politically motivated. He's giving the president a lot of niceties right now because he knows he needs federal money. But to perpetrate this type of a lie and risk so many lives, because, you know, what's going to happen when people are in so-called lockdown? Where's that going to go? But if you're lying to the public, which I think he's definitely lying, he doesn't have any numbers to support him, I think that there's going to be some consequences for him by the people and federally because, you know, he's going to get federal dollars. How does he use those federal dollars is a big question. And, of course, there's a lot of questions about how he's used federal dollars in the past, the same with the California legislature. So I think there's going to be a big shakeout, between Memorial Day now and Memorial Day, and that shakeout could be, the taking it out or removing of Gavin Newsom as the governor.
Well, that would be nice. You and Leonora were talking yesterday, and I was listening in on that. And you were talking about the election fraud and the mail-in, you know, ballots and this whole virtual election thing. That scares me. I think that's a real concern, and it would be a Democrat that would exploit the heck out of that.
Well, and the other thing, Scott, that, you know, as I was thinking about the conversation yesterday, and what kind of timing, it's beautiful the timing that the mail-in ballot system has been really populated all around the nation. Of course, when you lose custody of your ballot, anybody can do anything they want to the ballot between the time you put it in a post office box or you get it counted. You've lost complete custody of the custody chain is, of course, the most important thing. So fraud is just ripe here. But again, the timing of all this, and now all of a sudden we've got the coronavirus thing. If this coronavirus thing was to extend into the election year, you can see the fraud all around the nation. And, of course, the election could be swung any way they want it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that does concern me quite a bit. I wanted to say this when you're talking about elections, too, is this definitely helps a virtual, like a create virtual candidates, someone where you could do 28 takes to actually send out a message that right. would be helpful right. for Joe Biden. And then Donald Trump, who can fill arenas and fly off the cuff, it hurts him. But one of the things that's happened that I don't think people were able to foresee is they thought, okay, this is going to wreck Trump's re-election chances, because it's going to wreck his economy and it's going to take him out of the rally, right? There's big, big, huge rallies that he has. Well, guess what? Trump, like Trump always does, delivered. Now, some people thought that he was going to curl up in a fetal position and hide behind Mike Pence. That's why he's like, oh, he's putting Mike Pence out there to, you know, make Pence the scapegoat. No, what we have seen is Trump in every single day holding multiple conferences, looking like a boss, leading like a leader, and, you know, really coming off like a rock star. And I think what he did was he looked at this as an opportunity to lead and to showcase his leadership skills to the point where Democrats and Republicans alike are both rewarding. Even Ilhan Omar had to say he's doing a great job on this, because he's given the left everything he wants, because he knew he lost that center-right media coverage. He lost that to this virus. They even took the bait. And so what happened was he said, okay, well, then I'm going to give them everything they want. They can't possibly complain. I'm going to lead like a rock star. And this is going to be the ultimate reality TV campaign. And now he gets to go. His press conferences are the new rally, Paul.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's looking great. And people were like, that's the kind of leader we need right there. Standing there talking like a boss and basically dressing down a lot of the, you know, the pundits or the White House reporters that are constantly asking the stupid question as to whether or not calling it a Chinese virus is racist. Of course, that's the chapter they're on, right? They only care about the identity of it, you know?
Right.
But the idea is that there's so much more to be concerned about with this thing.
Yeah, they don't quite get it, which is you know, this whole racist business and Chinese food. That's racist, you know. Food is racist now. If you mention it, it's just absolutely silly. And again, you know, we've had Hong Kong flu. I mean, you know, this is not unusual to be naming these things after where the location of a disease or where a fire was or something like that. You know, we did have a situation out here one time. There was a fire out towards Orville, and it was at the wall. It was called the Wall Fire, and it was actually named originally the Chinese Wall Fire, and of course that goes back to the ancestral business here in California, Chinese being brought in as coolies and building walls with rocks and stuff like that, and of course that was instantly labeled to be the racist statement about the wall fire. I mean, God, give me a break. It's the same sort of stuff. You get the political correctness that comes out of San Francisco, I think, basically in UC Davis. Those seem to be the epicenters for immediately labeling and branding people racist. And I suspect it's where the news people are coming from as well. It all streams out of San Francisco. It's pretty amazing. San Francisco to Davis to Sacramento, there's that little link there that where all this racist bigotry. And, you know, a lot of the trolls emanate from those three areas. So if you have been a victim of trolling, as we have here on numerous times on Agenda 21 Radio in New California, we know where it comes from. We could probably give you the computer lab out of UC Davis, the room number to go and visit it and see what the many employees that are down there hammering out trolling information about various political candidates and others. I mean, it's just, you know, you just have to basically walk through the minefield, if you will, of information here. And I'm really glad you guys have been taking the lead on this. All of us at Red State Talk Radio have been taking the lead on this, which is really good. And I think that the more people that start to listen to the rationality of what we're talking about in the numbers, you know, Scott, when I first started looking at these numbers, And especially when you know the best information really is that John Hopkins chart that everybody looks at. That's the proof right there that this is not the virus that everybody pretends it to be.
And those numbers are actually higher than if you go to a CDC and get their daily updated PDF.
Yeah.
John Hopkins is much, much higher and a more dramatic number than CDC is reporting. And it's interesting about that. But yeah, no, I think this was 10 pounds of reaction to 1 ounce problem. And in one sense, it's going to make this problem go away quicker because there was a risk if you didn't do 10 pounds of cure. Like if you tell somebody a secret, you tell 1,000 people a secret, that secret's going to spread much, much faster than if you told 3 people a secret, right? And they all share that secret. So, I mean, it's exponential, right? 1,000 goes to, you know, gets, it reaches 1 million so much quicker than, you know, 1 person reaches 1 million. And that's the hardest thing. You know, when you start a business, getting your first customer is the hardest customer. You know, it's that 1,000th customer, the word of mouth and all that. So the point is that in one sense, because the media did what they did, they wanted to tank the economy, and I think that they wanted to hurt Donald Trump. I think that this was definitely something that they were using to try to take Trump down. And that's backfired. I think it's failed. They look like, you know, fear mongers. And, you know, and Trump even addressed it. He said, just because, you know, I'm not panicky, doesn't mean I'm not taking this seriously. You know, we are taking it seriously. It's just, you know, never let them see you sweat. And, you know, having a lot of fear is not, doesn't mean you're not concerned, you know, not showing fear. You know, Chris Cuomo was out not too long ago where he was complaining that Trump didn't care about America enough. And that's why he hasn't aged.
Right. You
know, believe it or not, he was concerned. He said, look at Obama. Obama looked so much older when he left. Bill Clinton, George Bush. He says, now look at Donald Trump. He hasn't aged a bit. He's like, because he doesn't care, which is ridiculous. But that's the chapter that CNN is on. They just make stuff up and make up these stories and create a lot of fiction. Brian Stelter was having a meltdown on CNN yesterday. Because and on social media, because of what Chanel Rion did with One America News, basically calling out her colleagues and saying, you know, this is ridiculous that they're carrying the Chinese talking points. Trump wouldn't be doing the Chinese virus or the Kung Flu thing if it wasn't for the fact that the Chinese propagandist machines were trying to blame our military for using this as a bioweapon. And that's what happened. When they're to blame and they cost our economy trillions of dollars, yeah, we should not only call it Chinese virus, we should sue the hell out of them too.
Well, you know, the problem for the Chinese is they have real problems with cash flow. They're the open pit in need of cash, and they're sucking up cash all over the world as they can get it, and they need some sort of a distraction. Clearly, this is their distraction that they've forged for themselves. I want to play this clip from One American News, and you can hear exactly what Scott is talking about if we can get this thing operating.
The White House finds itself battling not just the infectious disease of the coronavirus, but CNN and others fanning disinformation. That's according to Chanel Rion.
A global pandemic is not the time for disinformation fueled by partisan hatred, such as the position the White House takes in light of the latest round of fiction generated by CNN.
In a tweet Wednesday morning, reports there are active discussions within the Trump administration to encourage a possible curfew across the nation, in which non-essential businesses would have to close by a certain time each night, CNN reporting.
CNN claims it has two unnamed White House sources. Such unsubstantiated announcements have the potential to spook already volatile stock markets. In response to this morning tweet, the White House immediately questioned CNN sources. CNN refused to divulge and insisted it was correct. A top White House official sternly corrected CNN, stating that by no means was a national curfew being considered. A curfew was not on the table, was not discussed, and CNN was factually false in pushing this unsubstantiated narrative. The White House then reiterated the need for media in a time of crisis to verify its reports. Such episodes highlight again the tendency of biased media outlets to weaponize the journalistic tool of anonymous sources. This latest fake news scuffle comes just after another misreported event involving Google. The president had been harshly attacked by the press for praising Google's efforts to help during the outbreak. Google soon after released a statement confirming President Trump's statements about Google's efforts to help in the coronavirus efforts, stating that it was correct. And the president then expressed both gratitude and a note of warning to the nation's press.
I want to thank the people at Google and Google Communications because, as you know, they substantiated what I said on Friday. The head of Google, who's a great gentleman, said called us and he apologized. I don't know where the press got their fake news, but they got it someplace. But as you know, this is from Google. They put out a release, and you guys can figure it out yourselves and how that got out, and I'm sure you'll apologize, but it would be great if we could really give the news correctly. It would be so wonderful.
CNN and other partisan networks corrupting the reliability of unnamed sources in the name of anti-Trump political activism is not only a disservice to journalism, but a dangerous dishonesty that imperils the state of the economy and the well-being of society. CNN was defiant when confronted by the White House on its false reporting and has yet to issue an apology or a retraction as of this report. Chanel Rion, One America News, the White House.
That's her generalized report. I know there's some specific questions. We're going to get into that one in the next hour or the third hour when she's actually calling them out right in front of everybody. It's just absolutely amazing what is going on, Scott.
Absolutely. And you know what I'll do? I'll send you that link, by the way, so you have it. I have a link directly to that.
Good.
And
well, it's just this it's this disinformation. I mean, here you have Gavin Newsom, the governor of the largest state in the nation, and he's disinformation right from the get-go. Everything he puts out is disinformation and a lie. And we're going to play the clips in the next hour, actually the third hour, of Newsom and where he gets his numbers. I mean, you talk about stabbing in the middle of the night. They have no basis for the numbers that they put out. None. They say they work with the CDC on the numbers, but that's a bunch of crap.
Check your Skype. I just sent that to you.
Got you.
Do you see the femme fatale Twitter?
Not yet. Well, I'm going to check it out here, though. We'll get it here.
I sent you a text on the Skype.
Got you. I'm getting it. I'm clicking.
Femme
fatale. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that her clip?
That is the exact clip that you want.
Okay, let's play the clip, see what happens here. This is the femme fatale. I love this femme fatale business. This tweet is unavailable, it says. Uh-huh. Are we getting nabbed here or what?
I'll resend it to you again.
All right.
Let's try this. Okay, try that.
Ah, here we go. Okay, here it is. Let me go here. We're going to go back it up here a little bit.
Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, thank you. I have two questions. Do you consider the term Chinese?
O-A-N.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you very much. Treat me very nicely.
Do you consider the term Chinese food racist because it's food that originates in China or it has Chinese?
No, I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's racist at all.
On that note, major left-wing news media, even in this room, have teamed up with Chinese Communist Party narratives, and they're claiming you are racist for making these claims about Chinese virus. Is it alarming that major media players just to oppose you are consistently siding with foreign state propaganda, Islamic radicals, and Latin gangs and cartels, and they work right here at the White House with direct access to you and your team?
It amazes me when I read the things that I read. It amazes me when I read the Wall Street Journal, which is always so negative. It amazes me when I read the New York Times is not even, I barely read it. You know, we don't distribute it in the White House anymore, and the same thing with the Washington Post. Because, you see, I know the truth. And people out there in the world, they really don't know the truth. They don't know what it is. They use different slogans and different concepts for me almost every week, trying to catch something. Last week it was, oh, chaos. You see me, there's no chaos. I have no chaos. I'm the one telling everybody to be calm. There's no chaos at the White House. We have unbelievable professionals. It's really, I mean, I think I came up with the term. I hope I came up with the term, but it is fake news. It's more than fake news. It's corrupt news. They write stories without calling anybody. They write a story today. I had a couple of stories where they never call me, ever, that I know of. At least nobody tells me. They'll write a story about me without even asking my opinion on something. It's totally fake.
Totally fake, Scott.
Yeah. And not only that, but he also called out a reporter when the reporter was trying to question whether he acted quickly enough. And he said, well, I did. I was the first one to issue a travel ban. The world followed suit. He said, but I took a lot of heat for that because your network called me a racist for doing it.
Right.
Now you're saying, and the other one is, he either responds too quickly or he responds too late. It's never going to be just right. He's never going to appeal to these libtard media outlets. And that's the problem. Democrats like Dana Bash, for example, no big fan of Trump, praised Trump in a group on a panel on CNN. And, sooner along, there are people that won't ever listen to Fox News or anything like that. They'll just listen to CNN or MSNBC. They just want to hear what they need to hear to get them through the day because, these are the people that are the crazy liberals that have to wear like a little visor with a light that says, be happy today, they can't get through life without, some sort of a social justice or whatever. Anyway, the point is they're listening to this garbage and they're hearing for the first time that Trump is actually doing a good thing. And Trump understands that these press conferences are being picked up by the media much more than his rallies are. And I think that the press conference is becoming the new rally. So we have, the stimulus, basically doing an end around for the tax cuts. Trump is using this as an opportunity to get a lot of good positive press and appeal to a lot of crossover voters, potential crossover voters. We got the chloroquine thing that Trump seems to be the biggest mouthpiece for. That chloroquine, by the way, was a drug that was designed to kill malaria. The benefit to the chloroquine is it doesn't have to go through testing. It's already passed that. It doesn't kill people. We already know that because it's already passed testing because they tested it for malaria.
Yeah.
And it apparently has a great impact on this, corona.
Well, the some of the history about that and that was information that we were made privy to about 10 days ago. Here at Agenda 21 Radio, the etiology where this whole thing was created is in a laboratory in Southern California, which is not going to be named at this point in time. It's a genetically constructed virus, and it's made for a bioweapon. It absolutely is, and this has been some of the stuff that's been suspected for a long time. And as the people that have contacted us, they said initially there's a very simple cure for this, and it was discovered in the 1980s when this thing was first was made genetically, and that if it was made genetically, then they know what the cure is. That's basically what we were told. And again, now it's surfaced as the cure, which is, of course, exactly what I was being told about 10 days ago. So it's now the cure, and it looks like this is, like you said, it's already been tested. It's been out there, and I'm glad to see that all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of relief for a lot of people. But, you know, it clearly pulls the plug on the narratives, both not just, you know, what we've heard from the World Health Organization, but also now from Gavin Newsom. Boy, has he put his foot in it. It's not even, you know, and again, put his foot in it. He's the, remember, Scott, he is the guy who reversed all the health regulations for the city of San Francisco that allowed people to defecate and urinate on the streets. I mean, what was he setting up then? You know, was he setting up this moment that 200,000 homeless people that live in feces and urine would become infected by something like this? I don't know. It's just, to me, I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart, but as you know, our conspiracy theories oftentimes, well, 100% of the time, become fact. But Newsom will answer to this. He absolutely will answer to this.
And I hope so. And you know what? Trump is going to, once we get ahead of this and put this behind us, Trump is going to basically look at the people and say, well, everybody was calling for this to be around by into August. Well,
right.
It's mid-April, or you know, it's the 1st of May, and it's gone. So should I get a reward for this? Am I a rock star? Did I kick butt? You know, did I actually perform beyond expectations? He should get all of that, those accolades, and win a Nobel Peace Prize to boot.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think, of course, that's going to happen. It would be. It's what should happen. But I don't think it's going to happen. But
right.
Anyway, we got to run for time, man. Tell us how we can get a hold of you and all the stuff about Red State Talk Radio.
Yeah, so redstatetalkradio.com is where people can go and listen to 24/7 radio. We have live two channels, live radio on both channels up and down the aisle. So we have the most live content of any station in America. And we've just been rated number one again for this year by Top Talk Radio. And so we're doing pretty well at Red State Talk Radio. And if you want to check out my podcasts, you can check out scottadamsshow.com for that. And the Red State Players are also over on scottadamsshow.com.
Yeah, we want to make sure everybody gets the Players. And I know the New Californians are really listening right now to Red State Talk Radio. We put out the, you know, now that Gavin Newsom has basically declared martial law in California, and I don't think it's going to stick. It's already, it's kind of interesting, the reports that we're getting about people and what they plan to do in California and how defiant they are, because they're just not believing. At some point, they're just not believing the numbers. And, you know, in California, I'll give you an example before we get run out of time here. But one of our people that we talked to is from India, and they are absolutely shaking their head at what's going on with this whole story. They say, you know, China has 1.3 billion people, and they've got, you know, about 4,000 deaths out of this. But India has 1.35 billion people, and as of yesterday, they had three deaths. That's it, in about 10 known cases. How does that number jive, Scott?
No, there's something. There's more going on, and it's, you know, also, like, you know, Tom Hanks and then Idris Elba and all these liberals seem to be creating these videos. I got the virus.
Well, you know, I can tell you, I had it, and what I had in January. You know, I was really sick. What I had in January fits everything. There was no test out at the time. The doctor said stay home, which was the right thing to do, and I did. But I was sicker than a dog, and I can tell you, if Tom Hanks and his wife had it, then they would have been sicker than dogs for 3 weeks. And I don't get the drift that all this time that they've said that they've had it, that they were even remotely sick.
No, and then it's kind of odd that the son has the all-seeing eye.
Yeah.
You know, it was bare-chested. Showing you that, you know, Masonic symbol.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, it's crazy.
We're running out of time, Scott. Thanks a lot for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll be talking to you on the radio.
All right.
All right, take care now. Anyway, Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, really appreciate him being with us here today on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, obviously, he's done a fantastic job. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.